Bread is a staple food, a basic food item that is often used to represent food in general. When we say put bread on the table, we mean put food on the table. So Jesus' declaration that he is the bread of life is important, regardless of whether or not we happen to enjoy bread. He was referring to our basic need for food. As we all know, we need food to survive. And Jesus was saying that we need him to survive. It wasn't easy for him to explain this to the crowd that had gathered around him. Jesus says that they gathered because he had filled their stomachs. In the beginning of chapter 6, we have the miraculous account of Jesus feeding the 5,000. And Ken and Lewis shared a sermon on this last week. And see what Jesus says in verse 26. Truly, truly, I say to you, you are seeking me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Their focus was on filling their stomachs. Their focus was on physical food. Now, of course, food is very important. It's necessary for survival. But listen to what Jesus says in verse 27. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. Physical food is important, but spiritual food, spiritual nourishment, is far more important. The same principle can be seen in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. And God humbled you, and let you hunger, and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Notice that the verse doesn't say that man does not live by bread. It says that man does not live by bread alone. God fed the Israelites with bread. Specifically, he gave them manna, which is physical food. They didn't literally eat the words of God to fill their stomachs and stay alive. And so the issue here is trust, dependence. God humbled the Israelites. He allowed them to hunger, and then he fed them. He gave them food by his word. Remember that God's word is equivalent to his action. When God speaks, things come to pass. And so by his word, he provided bread for the people of Israel. So they were not to depend primarily on bread for their survival. No, they had to depend on God. They had to trust in his gracious provision. They had to live by his word that brings things to pass. And so again, the point is that spiritual food is far more important than physical food. As important as bread is, God's people do not live by bread alone, but by trusting in him and trusting in his word. And so we look back at John 6. The crowd didn't understand what Jesus was telling them, and they compared him with Moses. Jesus had fed 5,000. That was rather impressive. But in the wilderness, Moses had fed more than 5,000 with manna. Jesus reminded them that it wasn't actually Moses who had fed them. It was God. Although Moses was the leader of the Israelites, it was God who gave them manna. And God has given them more than manna. He has sent true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. John 6, verse 33. Jesus is the true bread from heaven. And he is more important, more necessary, more precious than physical food. He has given life to the world by giving himself for the world. Hence his well-known declaration in verse 35. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, And whoever believes in me shall never thirst. And in verses 48 to 51, he says, I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. Physical food will sustain our lives for some time, but eventually we will die. Spiritual food is far better. Jesus calls us to be fully satisfied in Him, to no longer hunger, to no longer thirst, and to receive from Him the gift of eternal life. And we have to note that eternal life is not just living forever. According to the words of Jesus, we are experiencing complete satisfaction forever. As we look at life on earth, it is full of pain and sorrow. Jesus doesn't tell us that we can live forever just to experience more of the same, to continue suffering as we often do here on earth. No, Jesus promises us eternal life with no more sorrow and no more pain, no more suffering whatsoever. And we receive this by eating the bread of Jesus' flesh. And that should sound quite strange to us. What is Jesus actually talking about? Now, he didn't mean this literally. No, he was speaking metaphorically. It's important to realize that when we say that he was speaking metaphorically, it doesn't reduce or diminish the significance of his words. No, it's still very important, very significant. To eat Jesus' flesh is to receive what he has done for us on the cross. In the sacrament of Holy Communion, we receive the gifts of bread and wine as the body and blood of Christ. We eat his flesh and drink his blood. As we do so, we reflect on and we rejoice in this glorious truth that Christ's body was broken for us, and we receive the gift of life from the bread of life. We receive this gift from Jesus. When we understand this, we see that Holy Communion is very important. But it's not enough for us just to partake of the bread and wine. That is not enough spiritual nourishment. In verse 29, Jesus says, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent. The work of God, the work that God wants us to do, is to believe in Jesus. And this is to express obedient, trusting faith in Jesus. This isn't just intellectual knowledge of who he is. No, this is a personal, intimate relationship that we experience with him. It's about communion, fellowship with Christ. It involves turning away from sin and turning to Jesus. It involves pledging our allegiance to him, our submission to him. This involves a reorientation of our lives, if you like, a reconfiguration of our appetites, that we are governed and driven not by our physical or carnal appetite, but we are driven by our spiritual appetite, that we hunger for the things of God more than we do for physical food, that we hunger more and more for God himself. In Job chapter 23 and verse 12, Job utters these amazing words, and he says, I have treasured the words of his mouth, God's mouth, more than my necessary food. I have treasured the words of God more than my necessary food. And we are called to feed on Christ. We must understand that this is not a one-time meal. No, we must continue to feed on Him. We often pray, give us today our daily bread. And we should understand this, not just physically, but also spiritually, that we are seeking from God daily spiritual nourishment. And that we know that this is more important than physical food. As we look at our present situation, with COVID cases rising, with increased restrictions, many of us are anxious about work, health, our family, our relationships. And we should pause and ask ourselves, are we anxious? Are we concerned about our spiritual condition? Are we spiritually well nourished? Are we attending to our relationship with God? Our daily diet must include time with God, time reading and meditating on His Word, time in prayer, time in praise and adoration expressed through music and song and in every area of our lives. And so as I prepare to close, I'd like to return to Jesus' words in John 6, verse 27. And He says to us, do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life. And so I ask, are we laboring for the right kind of food? Are we seeking satisfaction and fulfillment in the wrong places, in the wrong ways? My friends, Jesus calls us to come to Him and let Him satisfy our hunger and thirst forever. May we respond to His call in joyful obedience. Amen.